A digital twin, you say? No, I'm not talking about a hologram or futuristic technology. I mean a virtual model of a city, building, or industrial process, an actual twin. Data is taken from the real world to produce a digital representation in order to perform all kinds of calculations and simulations.
Okay, but more concretely, what does the term digital twin actually mean?
And how is this idea reinventing the world of tomorrow? I'm James.
And I'm Amy. Together, let's decode the ideas that are shaping the future of sustainable construction.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain. Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future. A digital twin can prove useful in tons of different fields, from automobiles to manufacturing, not to mention building and construction. NASA was already using similar technology back in the 60s to simulate spacecraft. Today, the concept is out in the wider world, and now entire cities can be replicated. It's crazy.
Yeah, like Singapore, the first city to have a digital twin in 2012. It can be helpful, for instance, to simulate mobility projects to improve city planning. A digital twin of the city of Rennes in France, for example, has been used to determine the most efficient use of solar panels on roofs and traffic flow in the city.
Yeah, what we should also explain is that projects can first be modeled on computers using specialist design software before construction. Otherwise known as Building Information Modeling, or BIM, BIM. To put it simply, it's a multidimensional representation of different aspects of a project. For example, spatial and temporal dimensions, but also economic and environmental ones. What's super interesting is that different specialists can work on the project via the same model. They don't have to work in solo, and every change updates the complete model in real time.
Whoa, but so what happens once the building has been constructed?
Well, Amy, when the building is up and running, data is collected in real time to update and enhance the digital model. Data is collected by physical sensors installed in the real-life building. This data is uploaded into the 3D digital twin and analyzed to find ways to improve how the building is operated.
And a digital model of a building is like having a living model that can help us optimize a building's future performance. This is achieved by running simulations on the materials selected. We can upload their properties to the virtual model. And the advantage of this is optimizing the sequencing of the different trades involved in a construction project. So on site, this can save huge amounts of time.
Yeah, I bet.
And by creating the overall construction schedule for a building, it's much easier to find the most effective solutions to any problems that may arise. Like a patient covered in sensors, the building is in the hands of doctors, the architects, and engineers. Thanks to this real-time snapshot, potential faults or defects can be anticipated before problems even occur. In other words, it presents a range of scenarios to work out the best changes needed.
This is really cool. Not only is time saved on site, but also when the building is in use. Simply because with a digital twin, you can run tests on the structures without having to physically be in the building or run the risk of making a wrong decision.
Okay, but there are a few constraints and areas for improvement to keep in mind.
There sure are. For example, the various actors involved in a building might not be able to work simultaneously on a model because they're using practices or tools that are not yet compatible. In addition, the process calls for lots of different technology, like various types of sensors, drones, robotics, artificial intelligence, and so on.
Digital twins offer plenty of promising opportunities and solutions for taking concrete action at each construction phase. But above all, they help save time and avoid too much risk-taking on site.
But there are still limitations, like training and access to technology that can still be quite onerous and energy-intensive. We just need to find solutions to overcome these barriers to harness the full potential of digital twins. Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain.
Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.